The Osgood File, sponsored by Dell. Need help finding the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business? Call 877-BUY-DELL and talk to a Dell small business tech advisor. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. President Trump has complained about what he calls our massive trade deficit with Germany, which he has described as bad. But in Spartanburg County, in the very red state of South Carolina, the feeling is a little different.
This is one of those cases where the president should have gotten his facts before he went on attack, because he's just wrong.
More after this from Charlie. Whether or not it's investing enough in NATO, Germany has invested plenty in South Carolina. Ted Pitts, the CEO of the State Chamber of Commerce, says the state has attracted 136 German companies so far, including the largest BMW plant in the world.
We need to build stronger relationships with German companies who have made a huge impact on South Carolina and its people.
CBS's David Begnaud talked with Cody Crandall, who is 23 and works the BMW assembly line.
So what do you say to the president who says Germany may not be giving us a good deal?
I think he needs to take a look at Spartanburg, South Carolina, and check out the BMW plant here.
If he did take a look, he'd see 9,000 employees making $60,000 plus a year working the line. They turn out 1,400 made-in-America German cars every day. It wasn't always that way. Once upon a time, the big industry was textiles. But when those jobs disappeared, it was County Councilman David Britt who decided to pitch BMW.
Without BMW, that facility out there would be a peach field still today. And the people of Spartanburg would be hurting badly.
And yet, while he was in Germany, the president was quoted to have said, "The Germans are bad, very bad. See the millions of cars they're selling in the U.S.? Terrible. We must stop this." Maybe he prefers peaches. They are tasty. A little fuzzy on the outside, though. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.